Welcome to the What's Your Dream podcast. Today, we're excited to host Becky Lukovic, a renowned luxury travel advisor with over 20 years of experience. Featured on the cover of Luxury Travel Advisor magazine, Becky excels in luxury services, adventure travel, wine and gourmet-centric vacations, romantic getaways, and more. As the founder of Bella Travel, Becky crafts unique custom itineraries for discerning travelers, leveraging her global connections to provide exceptional service. She is also a dedicated coach and mentor, empowering the next generation of luxury travel professionals with the skills and connections they need to succeed. Becky authors the Divorced Diva blog and founded the Ciobella Travel Club for Women, fostering community and cultural exploration. Her club offers local events and small group trips, emphasizing fun, learning, and connection. Join us as we explore Becky's journey, her passion for travel, and her inspiring advice to be fearless. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing today?
Hey, Trisha. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for coming on the What's Your Dream podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited about our conversation.
You're welcome. We will just dive right in then. What is your biggest dream or aspiration?
You know, I have a couple, but I think my biggest would be, my biggest dream is to write a book about my personal journey, to write a book in my industry. I'm in the travel industry. I'm a writer at heart. And so when I look at those big, scary dreams, that's really that ginormous dream. I also want to create my own, boutique travel empire. So I've been around for a while, and, it's exciting to see how my business has grown, but yeah.
Awesome. So where is your favorite place to travel, and where is your favorite place to send people to travel?
Oh gosh. My favorite place to travel is Italy. Italy just enchants my heart. I mean, it has all of the things. I love Africa, love all the adventuresome places, but Italy just seems to have a little bit of everything of the things I love the best. And the places I love to send people the most are places that pique their curiosity. I love to get people off the beaten path, off of the usual. Maybe send them to Thailand, or maybe go gorilla trekking in Uganda. I have clients there right now. To me, there's not just one place that I like to send them. I like to see that connection with an idea and run with it with them, and have one of those life-changing adventures.
Yeah, I think travel is so important. It is one of my very favorite things to do. And it's weird how much it's changed. Like, I used to just be a beach girl and only want to spend time on the beach. And now it's definitely changed to, I see these pictures of the mountains with this beautiful turquoise lake water, and I just want to get out a paddleboard and get out on that beautiful crystal clear lake. And I've been seeing a ton of images of Canada and Wyoming and all these places that are actually a little bit closer to home than a lot of the places that I've been trying to go before.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm definitely a mountain lake girl. I grew up in Arkansas, in the Washita Mountains, right on the lakes. And I love that, where you just have that glassy, beautiful water. So, and a couple of weeks ago, I was in Slovenia, and we went to Lake Bled, and it was the same. So you had this gorgeous church, and then you just have this clear azure colored water that I just want to get on, like you said, get on my paddle board right then and just spend the rest of the day. Just like, yeah. I don't want to do anything else. This is all I want to do.
Well, I like where this conversation's going. All right. What makes you feel grateful and full of joy today?
Gosh, you know, what makes me grateful and full of joy is seeing the people around me, seeing this tribe that I've built, and my friends, and I've created this travel club for women, and I love connecting people, and especially women, with each other. And that really, when you expand their circle, because as we get older, it feels like our friend circle kind of get smaller. It's still great because you had those deep abiding friendships, but it tends to get smaller. And I love connecting people to find them new favorite people. So that really, I look around and that just fills my heart with happiness.
Yeah, that's amazing. Cause it is, I mean, I know at least on my like personal development journey has been like, there's definitely been like lonely times, you know, where I'm like, okay, where are all my like-minded people? Where are the people that are actually trying to learn and grow, that like to read, that like to travel, that like to, you know, do the things that I like to do? And so, I mean, I've actually been to Costa Rica and to Cancun completely by myself. And I'm sure people looked at me like, oh, that poor girl, she's by herself. And it was like, it was amazing to be able to, and just so empowering and so freeing to be able to go do those things. And I wouldn't trade it for the world, just having that experience. So I think that even the creating those relationships is absolutely amazing, because then it just fills your cup and it adds even more value to what you do.
Yeah, for sure. And it's so important. That's something that the older I get, I really start valuing those deep friendships where I can be my authentic person. I can be my authentic self and not have to feel like, oh, I've got to fit the image here and here. Sometimes when I was younger, I compartmentalized my friends. These were my outdoorsy friends, and these were my book loving friends. And now I look around and I've created friends who, I mean, we may not have exactly all the same interests, but I can be totally Becky because I can be a lot. So I love being able to share with them and be vulnerable to them. And that's really important to me.
Awesome. Yep. Totally agree with that. What are the most significant lessons you've learned throughout your life and how they shaped you as a person?
Well, going back to what I just said about having this group of people, especially women, around who I can be my authentic self, that's definitely one. So I definitely have two that came to mind. And so for me, the reason that's important, how that's changed my life, is I learned to be vulnerable. I think sometimes being vulnerable is a skill. Because sometimes we hold pieces of ourselves back because we're not sure. We're, you know, it's like, will they really care about me if I don't have it all together? And I think learning about yourselves as well. And then the second thing is, all things are not mine to manage. And so whether it's in my company or whether it's with friendships or acquaintances, my job title is not managing everybody. I don't have to manage their happiness. I don't have to manage whether they're happy with me. That's not mine to manage. I can be encouraging. I can be supportive. I can be their biggest cheerleader, but they're not mine to manage. And that was a big thing for me, because I'm a, you know, I have a PhD in star aligning. You know, I can really jump in and make things happen, which makes me good at my job, but that's not my job, is to manage people.
Yeah. Yeah. I think going back to vulnerability, I think that in any relationship, it's so important, because I used to be the most closed off person and just be able to, somebody does me just a little bit wrong and I just cut them out of my life. And I think, that's one thing that I really wanted to stop doing. You know, I wanted to quit putting that guard up to protect myself. And I think a lot of people look at vulnerability as a weakness, as crying as a weakness. And it's like, it's actually, when somebody can be vulnerable, that shows strength, in my opinion. So it's like, you know, when somebody can let that out. And I think humans just in general, our biggest fear is that somebody's not going to love us for who we truly are. And so then we don't show people who we truly are because we're scared that they won't. So it's just, it's a lot to overcome.
it is. And it's in that, you know, be fearless. And sometimes, and I was the same exact way. And sometimes I found that I didn't want to have that tough conversation with my friend, i.e. you hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. That was really not cool. And so instead, then I would just kind of step back and just, you know, and which was more comfortable to me, but it wasn't fair to the friendship. And so I need to be fearless and find a way in love to share my feelings about something. And my, I found that my, I was like terrified. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're gonna think I'm just wackadoo. And my friendships got better for it, to be able to come to them and say, hey, I'm really struggling with this. And it may be something they had a part in. And, but it's important to have those conversations.
Absolutely. And I think I know the answer to this already. We'll see. I don't know you very well, but I feel like I know the answer to this question. What inspires you and motivates you to keep going even when faced with challenges?
I have a couple things there. So, first is my curiosity, and I want to see what's going to happen. It's like, how is this going to work out? And so when I'm just like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to fix this, I'm like, well, okay, so let's start at step one. What's a plan A, B, C, D, E, F? And so my innate curiosity, number one, helps me persevere because there has to be a solution somewhere. And if not, then it just needs to be a conversation of there's nothing to do. But so my curiosity keeps me looking for options. And then the other thing is definitely my faith. I want to be pleasing to God. I want to be kind to people. I want to be a businesswoman who loves people. And so that motivates me. I care about the people in whatever situation it is, deeply.
Love those answers. And you know what I was thinking you were going to say?
Oh,
your
tell
friend
me.
And traveling with your friends.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. For
yep,
sure.
A piece of it, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nothing makes me happier than stamping my passport with some of my travel besties, for sure, 1,000%.
Yeah, love that. What do you hope to leave behind in the world as your legacy?
You know, I think about, you know, so I'm a Mimi, so I have two grandchildren, and I think about, I've been thinking a lot about legacy with them, and what is it when they look at me later in life, what is it that I want them to think about, to see? And I come back again to this, she loved people, but also she had that adventuresome spirit. I want them to go and look at pictures in my photo album and go, oh my gosh, Mimi was a badass, you know? And so, and really that she embodied, why not? Okay, you want to go to Paris when you're 10? Why not? Let's do it. Let's do it. You want to ride a camel? Let's do it. And I want to leave that spirit, that adventuresome spirit, where the world opens up and doesn't get smaller, where the possibilities are endless.
Yeah. It's so cool too. Cause I mean, it just teaches like your kids and grandkids so much culture. And I feel like my kids they've only been to the beachy places that I ever wanted to go to. You know, they haven't gone to Italy or, you know, some of these other really cool places that have a little bit more historical landmarks and things that you can look at. And so I'm like, I think at some point I'm going to have to take them somewhere. I mean, Italy is definitely on my list. It is probably top on my international list. So it is definitely a goal of mine for sure, on the bucket list.
Yeah. And you know, the beautiful thing is, though, is it doesn't have to be exotic. It doesn't have to be full of history. Some of my favorite memories of my grandparents were going to the lake and hanging out at the campsite my entire life. And I watched my family interact. We laughed, we hugged, we spent time together out on a raft, on a boat, whatever. So it's those are places where they say, hey, you know, mom took us to the beach all the time and it was her favorite spot. And they'll think of you with that spot. So it doesn't have to be grandiose to be meaningful and to have that weight in the future generations.
Yeah. Well, I think, and so far, I mean, my oldest daughter, her favorite place to go was New York. We went to New York just this past summer as like a senior trip. And she, I mean, that was her dream vacation, you know, until she gets outside of this country, you know? So, I mean, that's what she remembers right now is her, the best vacation she's ever had, you know? And before that, I had taken both my girls on a road trip in Texas, and it was super simple. We just went and explored and did everything we could that was on the water because it was summertime, and went to the drove all the way down to the beach, all the way back up, and rented a car that we thought we might want to buy, So it was just really
I
fun.
love that. No, I think, and that's very special. The fact that you took time to have that one-on-one time, that's investing in those future generations. That's your legacy. That's your investment right there.
Absolutely. All right. What is one action you take every day to get closer to your dream?
Gosh, I'm a really ritualistic person. So I think, and it's not one action, but it is. So I think what to get me closer to my goals, my dreams, I really have to honor my morning ritual. And I don't mean that in a legalistic, okay, check the boxes kind of thing, but I need some time for me. I need to listen to some music. I need to read something. I need to learn something in the morning and take that time to center myself. And I've found when I do that, my day is better. It's so much better. And it's not even about, I found that it's not even about reading something that helps me. It's about reading something that makes me think beyond myself, which if that makes any sense. So
Absolutely. It definitely makes sense. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners today?
gosh, I for me it's just, and I've said it already a few times, it's be fearless. Ask yourself why not, and don't fall into the comparison game of it has to be this or that for it to have validity. We all bring special things to the table. We have so much to offer, and we need to be fearless and make new friends. Making new friends is hard as a grown up. In school, it was so easy. So, be fearless, make new friends. Don't compare yourself to them. Be authentically, unabashedly you.
Yeah, love that. So, where can people find you? Can they book any sort of travel with you? What does all of that look like?
Sure. The best way to find me is on Instagram. And my Instagram is MyBellaTravel. And that has all my things, all my life things. So from restaurants here in Atlanta to, I mean, you just never know what's going to pop up there, to my travels and all that. So that's the best place to find me. I'm also, I have a presence on Facebook with Bella Travel Planning. And for me, the adventures I plan, I do lean more towards the luxury space, but it's customized, beautiful trips all over the world. African safaris, to go to Antarctica, Thailand, anywhere your heart leads you. But I'm definitely more in that luxury space.
Awesome. Well, that will also be in the show notes so people can definitely find you. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Oh, Trisha, thank you. This has been fun.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your dreams with us.
Okay, thanks, Trisha.